I used to struggle with buying the perfect gifts, and now I don't have to. I'm Dustin Rhodes, and thankfully, I was at my favorite Pandora jewelry store checking out the new limited edition gift sets and this year's holiday collection. I heard about this exciting event coming up next Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th. Receive a free Pandora gift with your $125 purchase. Choose from a sleek thermal Pandora water bottle or a stylish Pandora tote bag. The Pandora stores participating are Hawthorne, Water Tower, Orland Park, Chicago Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, and Louis Joliet. Last year, I bought Pandora jewelry for my wife and my mom and captured their style with Pandora's unique and stylish collection. This year, I'll be checking out the new holiday collection. From stackable rings to elegant charms, stylish new necklaces and earrings in 14 karat gold and silver. I know I'll find another perfect gift. Visit memorablecharms.com to see what stores are participating in this year's event, December 9th through the 11th.
This year, the Hyundai holidays are making everything merry and bright. That's because for a limited time, we're offering our most wonderful deals of the season on every new Hyundai. Plus, to keep that festive feeling going 10 years long, every Hyundai also comes backed by America's best warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So go on, get merry at your Hyundai dealer. Drive home behind the wheel of a brand new Hyundai during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your Hyundai dealer today. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai holidays are the reason to buy now.
For a limited time, you can lease the Tucson for only $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 due at signing. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. For more information, call 877-248-1585.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. Leonard Floyd spent some time in concussion protocol for the Bears after being injured during the Giants game, and he says it did take him some time to get comfortable yesterday.
Definitely at the beginning of the game, I was kind of playing jittery. The more the game went on, the more I settled down and started being back to myself.
Now, Floyd recorded a pair of sacks, four tackles against the Niners. The Bears also officially today placed quarterback Jay Cutler on injured reserve. They have claimed cornerback Jonathan Banks off waivers. The Bears will take on the Lions Sunday. Monday night football tonight, it is the Jets taking on the Colts, and we've got that broadcast at 6:45. Bulls play the Trailblazers tonight at home, but no Rajon Rondo. He is suspended for tonight's game because of conduct detrimental to the team. He had a verbal altercation during the game Saturday with one of the assistant coaches. He did apologize for it, but he is going to sit out tonight. Meanwhile, Doug McDermott is making his way back from a concussion. He has been assigned to the D League. Baseball John Morosi reports the Cubs are one of several teams that are talking with the Royals about Wade Davis. They are moving on from Aroldis Chapman. John Heyman says the Nationals meeting with the White Sox today on Chris Sale, and they are stepping up their efforts for him. Also, the Red Sox still are interested. And Javier Baez and Jose Quintana both will participate in the World Baseball Classic, according to a press release today. Meanwhile, Kyle Schwarber will not play winter ball, though the Cubs had considered that. And there are a couple of deals that have happened today. Mark Melanson signs a four-year contract with the Giants worth $62 million. And Rich Hill is staying with the Dodgers on a three-year contract that is worth $48 million. College football, LSU running back Leonard Fournette has announced he will forego his senior season and he is going to enter the NFL draft. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai holiday sales event is going on right now. And you can experience the thrill of the big game in person with two tickets and travel in our $65,000 big game package giveaway. For details, visit any Four Winds Casino location or go to 4WindsCasino.com. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
Zach Miller.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Zach Miller! Touchdown, Bears!
Tight end for your Chicago Bears.
Touchdown, Zach Miller.
Touchdown! Wide open, the tight end, Zach Miller.
Taking you inside the game.
Touchdown for Zach Miller. So he keeps going Miller's number. Blows kisses to the crowd.
Zach Miller with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
You can follow Zach Miller on Twitter at ZMiller86. You can hear him now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Hey, look at that, Zach. The Bears get a win, and everybody feels a little bit better about themselves. They're allowed every once in a while, right?
Victory Monday, baby.
Yeah, so how important was this win for the team?
Oh, man. I mean, just everybody's happy. I mean, it's good to get a win, and we understand we haven't had a great year, but it felt good for those guys to get a win. And finally have a little bit of feel good around the building.
I guess it helps preparation for the next one too. If you can get some positive reinforcement for everything the coaches are saying and all the slogans in the meeting rooms and everything else, until you're on the right side of the scoreboard, a lot of that stuff kind of rings hollow, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then you go through the week of practicing and you got that sour taste in your mouth of another loss. So it'll make for a better week for those guys going into the Detroit game. So like I said, always good to get a win. So hopefully go get another chance to go to Detroit and be competitive again and see what happens.
And the conditions obviously were not normal, a little different. No. And yet, when you actually realize, hey, the wind is not terrible. Because for me, the limiting factor in the passing game is going to be wind. And, yeah. and when I realize I'm seeing that the snow's coming down fairly gently and fairly straight, I said, all right, well, it looked like the Dowell Loggins and the Bears realized that too and said they're going to load the box. We got some one-on-ones. Let's just chuck it up there and let somebody make a play.
Yeah, I think we talked about it last week, that two-minute offense of ours.
Yep.
And then I think when they got into the two-minute offense and just, said, okay, maybe we can make a couple plays, got some momentum going in before halftime, and they got the ball back again. So I think once Dowell, kind of trusted the passing game to be able to make some of those plays and open it up a little bit, kind of helped us. Like you said, the wind with the passing game is the biggest thing. And then, for wide receivers and stuff, the only issue is if those gloves get wet. Those gloves help us out a ton when it's dry, but as soon as those things get wet, they become like super slick. So we'll see some of those guys take them off once they start to get a little bit wet.
But you mean technology, and it hasn't advanced to the point where you can get an actual a glove that remains tacky even when it's wet? For an NFL receiver, I'm surprised that they don't immediately come in and have a specific glove to switch out to at that point.
Those things, like the ones that people wear normally every game, When they get wet, bro, like they are as slick as you can even think about.
Huh.
They have the old school leather ones that they kind of hold a little bit more tack when they get wet, but you can switch to. But a lot of guys don't really like wearing those. You'd rather just be barehanded. But yeah, we haven't figured out a way to turn those gloves into still being able to work when they get wet.
Well, that's maybe something for you to work on in a post-playing career, right?
I got time on my hands. Maybe I'll start looking into it.
Well, speaking of your time, what kind of role do you play as an injured player, Zach, in preparation leading up for a game and even on game day?
It's limited, to be honest with you. I'm around. I wasn't around last week just because I was fresh out of surgery and couldn't be, right in the building. But next week I'll be around in meetings. So I think it's more of just being there for if we got young guys in the room, so if they got questions or different things with game plans and stuff like that, that's really kind of basically it. And then just, I guess, being around your teammates is the only thing. But it's pretty limited for now.
Three touchdowns for Jordan Howard. He was one away from tying the franchise rushing touchdown record for a single game. It would have tied him for those concerned with Rick Caceres, Gale Sayers, and Bobby Douglas, who all had four in a game. But what you like to see from Howard was just the relentlessness of that kind of bell cow, old school rushing performance. And we talked about it before the game, about that. That was exactly the way you could probably beat them, considering they were giving up 175 yards a game. You know, there was really nothing spectacular about it, just relentless, just pounding and moving his feet and falling forward. And I think I saw by one of the metrics that he is second in the NFL for yards after first contact. That bodes well for him.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me if that's true. He just runs hard, man. Like you said, I think it might have been his second or third one, his touchdown. He got hit maybe a yard or two short of the goal line and just kept turning his feet to get in the end zone. He's done that all year long, as far as being able to take the workload. It's been impressive since he started. I mean, he's got, I think, 5 100-yard games now. We knew what the case was going to be with San Francisco, being that their rush defense wasn't the greatest. And then the conditions really were in our favor for us to run the ball. And, I mean, he toted it 32 times, took care of it, got another 100-yard game and 3 touchdowns. So impressive work for the young man, and hopefully he just keeps on working and keeps building.
You know, it was good to see Leonard Floyd back on the field yesterday after what we saw against the Giants and the way he was taken off the field. That looked a lot worse than what it ended up being for him. What kind of growth have you seen in Leonard Floyd from training camp to where he is now, leading all rookies with 7 sacks?
I think he's just more comfortable. Comfortable on the football field, comfortable in the locker room, comfortable on our team. I don't know if, you know, there's added pressure when you come in as a rookie and a first round pick, and maybe, you know, there's a lot of that weighing on him, but now he's just playing ball, flying around, making plays. That's what he wants to be, as a playmaker for us on defense. And he's done that, playing well and showing up for us, really, you know, the last 3-4 weeks, however long it's been, he's been showing up every week. So, great addition for our team and our franchise. So he's only going to get better as his career goes on. As he gets stronger and he figures this whole thing out, he's going to be pretty damn good, I think.
One thing that struck me about him when he arrived was just how young he seemed. And it just seemed like this very, very earnest young Southern gentleman, and everything is, you know, yes, sir, no, sir, and yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And I would think that it's not just the football sometimes. And, you know, I've been around a lot of teams where guys don't want to talk about it because sometimes it's uncomfortable, and sometimes maybe they don't feel like the toughest guy in the world. But just being a little out of sorts as a professional and being on one's own without the benefit of the support system of a collegiate atmosphere and coaches looking out for you. He struck me when he arrived as the kind of kid that might just in general have to really get used to the life of being a pro and this being your job.
Yep, I think you hit that right on the head. I mean, that's kind of him as a whole. That's why I said I feel like he's just getting more comfortable, being on our football team, being here in Chicago, being our number one draft pick, being that guy that we expect to make plays, and it's grown on him, and he's going to continue to be that guy. But like you said, I mean, he's such a good person, a good guy, respectable, works his butt off. But I mean, you couldn't describe him any more perfect than you did right there. So I'm excited for him and the future of his career and our team as he moves forward.
So Matt Barkley comes in, he gets his first NFL win yesterday in his second start. What are your impressions of what he has done so far in these two starts, given the fact that not like long-term performance or projection, but given the fact that your team now is on their fourth quarterback and he has to step in and start games, and he actually goes out and performs well yesterday in a bad weather situation to earn his first win?
I mean, he's done well. Even last week in the loss to Tennessee, if we don't have 40,000 drops, we probably win that game, and his stat line is actually pretty impressive. He's done a great job, you know. I didn't get to see him in his preparation throughout the week, but obviously he knows how to prepare well. And then the question is, can guys play in that condition? I think he proved that he can, to be able to. I mean, he made some good throws still, you know, downfield, in the snow, wet ball, whatever it may be. Fourth QB throughout the entire year. So he's stepped up and done a great job for us in 2 weeks. And, you know, he'll probably continue to prepare. And he's got another challenge coming up in Detroit on the road. So this will be his first road game. See how he handles all that. And hopefully everybody plays better around him and everybody rallies and we'll see how he does.
I thought that deep throw to a wide open Bellamy was maybe the pass of the day, and then right. then he's vexed by another drop that would have certainly would have padded his numbers right there, because that was right on him.
Yeah, it was a great throw. I mean, you're talking about two guys who are probably upset about that, because that ball probably would have put Josh over 100 yards, and obviously helped us out as a whole. But Josh made a couple of those. He redeemed himself a couple times, tougher catches, contested catches, but. I'm sure he'd like that one back.
No, I want to get back to the rookie thing, too, because it's not just Leonard Floyd that's had to make some of these adjustments and learn his job, learn his craft, be a pro. Cody Whitehair has really flown under the radar a great deal in some of what he's done. And if you take time to watch line play, for those of us over time who've learned and talked to smart people about how to watch line play, there isn't a block that he can't make. And he is so athletic for a center, but he doesn't give up functional strength. You know, sometimes you see quick guys who are so excited to get to the second level that sometimes if they then have to re-anchor in a pinch, they're just off balance slightly. He is a very responsible athlete when it comes to making sure he's taking care of what he has to do before he goes looking for something else. And you know, some of the reach blocks and some of the things that usually where it takes an advanced class for a center to get some of that stuff. Hey, I'm very excited about what he's going to be, even if he ends up moving to guard. But and if for a college tackle too, that clearly is a guy who's going to be part of what they always say is going to be your best five. He's going to be on the field somewhere for sure.
Absolutely. And the thing like that you guys, that a lot of people don't get to see is the growth that he's made, because early on, and then let's go to the position change first. I mean, you come in, you get drafted as a guard, our starting center goes down, and then they're asking you to switch positions as a rookie. I mean, that's a tough thing to do, to play center in the league, let alone be a rookie, change positions. So that in itself is impressive. But early on, even through OTAs and training camp and this is what I saw being around him every day and watching tape and being a part of that offense, is his growth of, I'd say probably in college, he was a great player, probably better than most of the guys he was facing. He had to get acclimated to the speed of this game now, because it's just a different, if there's a different pop. Dowell challenged him early on through all that. Just, we need you to get out of your stance. We need you to do this. Get up on guys. Use your athletic ability. Use your speed to your advantage. And then once you get on people, it's over with, because he's freakishly strong. So I got to see that growth firsthand, which is the most impressive thing. And then to see it translate into how he is now, week 12 into this season and his rookie year, as changing positions as a rookie and doing all these things, he's going to be a great football player for a very long time.
You know, as you were talking and we're discussing the rookie adjustment and understanding how life is different when you become a professional player, and you look at actually the timeline from your rookie season to now, it's really a very different way that you found yourself indoctrinated into the league, because being a sixth round pick, and then going on IR, and then waived from IR, and then signed by the Buccaneers, and then you're on the street again in August, then with the Bears, and then hurt again. You've had a really sort of desultory introduction to get to the point where you actually felt like a part of a team. So it's a unique perspective that you probably have with three different organizations and never really having that continuity of opportunity to start to acclimate yourself.
Yeah, I mean, Jacksonville, I got a little bit of it. We were there for, you know, 3.5, 4 years. But after that, the transition to Tampa was that was terrible for us, you know, for me as our family. And then, you know, out a year, getting back home. So really on the go for 2 to 3 years of going to Tampa, then moving back, getting our place in Nebraska and getting there and then getting a chance to, you know, kind of revitalize my career here in Chicago. So it's been a long, winding road, but, you know, I got another challenge here ahead of me, but that's just kind of how it goes. I've been through it before. I'll continue to work and grind, and I love playing the game, as we've talked about before, so I'm going to continue to try and do that as long as possible.
Hey, Zach, talking about your rehab and the challenge ahead of you, just going through your Twitter, and you can follow Zach at ZMiller86. I'm fascinated that it seems like Mario Kart has been a big part of your rehab. How does that really help you get back on the field? It seems like you've been playing a lot.
It puts my mind at ease, I'll tell you that much. It's tough for me. You know, going through this year, I was really enjoying playing football. My body felt great. You know, we were in the week 10 in the New York game, and my body just felt good. Really felt like at the beginning of my career, I wasn't sore. I was playing well. You know, so for that injury to occur, kind of that hurt a little bit. So I was a little bit down about that. So now I get a chance to sit at home and whoop up on my little 5-year-old in Mario Kart. It puts my mind at ease. I get to enjoy some time with them and just, you know, really just enjoy being a father. So it's been part of my rehab. I wake up and do that. But now I'm going to have to start, as soon as I get this cast off next Monday, let's start getting back to work so I can continue this football grind.
Enjoy winning against your children at video games while you can. Enjoy it while you can, because
it changes.
It ends so fast.
I can imagine. I'm going to soak it all up. I'm sure that they'll pass me by soon, but until then, I'm going to teach them how to lose and be respectable about it.
Oh, no, trash talk the hell out of them. This is the opportunity. This is victory dances and throwing things at them and the whole deal. Because believe me,
you said that, because that's what I'm doing.
Yes,
I'm talking trash all day long. They love it.
Otherwise, why have kids? I mean, that's the whole point, is to establish
Not to carry on your name and to have a family and be a father. It's to beat them in video games while they're young.
Make the world a better place and all
forget
that
all that
crap.
Right.
Come on, no, this is...
I'm with you.
And really, and I don't know about your experience, but my experience rehabbing from a knee reconstruction was the combination of the brief time on some of the heavy pain-killing drugs and watching Teletubbies. And appreciating Teletubbies, and I'm not quite sure if Mario Kart, already as trippy and phantasmagoric as it is, if that would be enhanced by the whatever prescription medicine.
I think you need some hallucinogens to go with the Teletubbies.
Well, I'm telling you, everything was just right. You know, they had the passive movement thing for my knee, so I didn't have to move anything. I'm just lying on the couch for 18 hours.
That was intriguing. I'm sure you had a lot of fun sitting there watching Teletubbies.
He's watching it without his kid. That was easy. He's lying to you about it, Zach.
Well, no, I would have given it up to not have the knee injury. But, hey, you know, at this point, you know, whatever floats your boat, whatever keeps you engaged, and I would just say enjoy it, because soon you're going to be playing, like, Madden and, you know, FIFA 16 and NBA 2K, and you're not even going to know what controller does what.
And I'm doing that now. We're playing Madden. We're playing FIFA. But here's the thing about playing Madden and FIFA. He don't really know what he's doing yet. So he wants to be on my team, but every time I pass him the ball, he don't know what to do with it. And then ends up picking it back to the other team. I'm like, bro, you're terrible at this game. He's like, I'm not. I say, yeah, bro, you're not.
Well, what's going to happen, at least what happened with my kid, was he doesn't even really play games as much as all he wants to do with the GM mode. And all it is trading. It's drafting, trading, and making new and different teams. And then he and his friends all have
their money together and they buy a team.
No, they have their iPhones up, and then they're constantly in, like, these iPhone group chats while making teams on Madden. And I was like, dude, do you ever play a game? It's like, well, that's not really what it's about. So
they have their own little, it's like their own little league now. So you got a bunch of little owners,
right?
Their own little NFL league,
right?
And they can just move teams around. You know, they probably, you know, pick a team that's in, you know, not the greatest market, maybe move them to London. They can do all these things now. You know, with this day and age of Madden, these kids they're their own owners.
I just had Intellivision and I liked it, and it's all I needed. And you
that's
had
all the, I needed too. I'm part of the old school gamers, you know.
I love your television football.
Sega, so.
Well, see, we didn't. Sega was already like, because you're young enough. You're born '84, so you were already onto the next generation of stuff that we, you know, we had what we had, and we liked
The Atari 2600 and television.
Oh, that wasn't even the Atari 2600 where they looked like frogs and it would blink on and off.
It would blink the entire time.
And you didn't know who had the ball.
Nintendo is about the oldest I'll go, just as far as I need a little bit. I actually downloaded Tecmo Bowl the other day.
Yes,
I've been playing that.
Now, Maddie is Mr. Tecmo Bowl over
here. Well, I play it during the show when I'm not on the air, Zach, just to kind of pass the time.
He's not kidding. No. While he's producing the show, he plays Tecmo Bowl. That is not
That's a
joke.
A good way to pass the time.
Sure is.
Especially better than listening to this.
Exactly.
All right, hey Zach, good luck in your upcoming video games and in your rehab.
Good luck next week. Yeah, to get that cast off.
And you got it, guys. I hope we can talk about some more wins. It's more fun.
No doubt. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Zach. Zach Miller of the Chicago Bears. Always fun talking with him, talking football on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670, The Score, and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Everybody's talking about Cam Newton being benched for the first series last night for the Carolina Panthers. But no one's talking about just how average Cam Newton has actually been. Whatever the case, don't allow that to divert your attention to the fact that Cam Newton's thrown 14 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and has completed 54% of his passes. And if you look at his career in totality, this more fits along the line of who Cam Newton is than last year when he was a league MVP, 35 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. The point is that Cam Newton has regressed towards the mean, and while you may pay attention to whether or not he dabs or he gets hit late, all of that is meant to take away from the fact that he's not playing as well as he should, considering, one, the ego, two, the reputation that he carries with him. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Attention all CDL Class A drivers. Maine's Paper and Food Service is now hiring and wants you. Maine's is a family-owned company growing exponentially in Chicago and hiring CDLA drivers for immediate employment. Drivers will receive up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus and benefits start on day one. Apply now by visiting maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126. That's maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126.
I used to struggle with buying the perfect gifts, and now I don't have to. I'm Dustin Rhodes, and thankfully, I was at my favorite Pandora jewelry store checking out the new limited edition gift sets and this year's holiday collection. I heard about this exciting event coming up next Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th. Receive a free Pandora gift with your $125 purchase. Choose from a sleek thermal Pandora water bottle or a stylish Pandora tote bag. The Pandora stores participating are Hawthorne, Water Tower, Orland Park, Chicago Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, and Louis Joliet. Last year, I bought Pandora jewelry for my wife and my mom and captured their style with Pandora's unique and stylish collection. This year, I'll be checking out the new holiday collection. From stackable rings to elegant charms, stylish new necklaces and earrings in 14 karat gold and silver. I know I'll find another perfect gift. Visit memorablecharms.com to see what stores are participating in this year's event, December 9th through the 11th.
Stop worrying about what you're going to do for gift giving, even if it's a gift for yourself this holiday season or for somebody else. I gotcha here. And it's Omaha Steaks, and you're not going to find a better deal than this. There's no struggling. There's no worrying about going to the mall. You make sure, all I need you to do is make sure that you got extra freezer space. Either make some or have that extra freezer, whether it's in the basement like I have it or whether it is out in the garage, because my extra freezer was filled with stuff from this family pack. Listen closely, because this is 77% off the regular prices at Omaha Steaks. So you know it's the most flavorful, tender aged beef. It's the highest quality cuts and ingredients, hand trimmed, vacuum sealed. Go to omahasteaks.com. And enter the code right off the main page. Just right when you get there, go to the search bar and enter Dan B, no spaces, just D-A-N-B. And then this deal will pop up, 77% off. It's $49.99. You go, oh, my God, $49.99? That's got to be a lot. Well, just listen. Because for that money, here's what you get. All of this, less than $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha steak seasoning packet, and four additional kielbasas for free. That entire package is less than $50. So go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar. That's the code you need. Add the family gift pack to your cart, and then you get a 77% savings. That is the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
Come out for the Miller Lite's Best Seat in the House Monday Night Football Party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Round Lake Beach, Vernon Hills, and Northbrook, starting at 7:30 p.m. Come out and register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the ultimate Fan Cave prize pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Must be 21 to enter and present to win.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers, like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best Eggs, a dollar off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Cats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. With the winter meetings underway near D.C., a lot of the discussion has been, what are the White Sox going to do? Will they trade Chris Sale, though he has been shopped and there are teams interested? Rick Hahn says, the general manager of the team, that there is no timetable right now.
We've had a lot of
really productive conversations, both leading up to getting here last night as well as since we've been here. So, you know, it could come quick on certain fronts, or it may well be kind of things that take us closer through the holiday.
Reports are right now that the Nationals have some serious interest, and the two teams met today. Also, Boston is still interested. For the Cubs, they say that Kyle Schwarber will not play winter ball this year, though they were discussing that. And also, they have checked in with the Royals on Wade Davis. Mark Melanson gets a four-year contract with the Giants. That's worth $62 million. And Rich Hill is staying with the Dodgers. A three-year deal, $48 million on that contract. Tonight, the Bulls and Trailblazers at the United Center. Rajon Rondo, though, will not play. Suspended one game by the team for conduct detrimental to the team. The reports are that Rondo had a heated exchange with one of the assistant coaches during the game against the Mavericks. He did apologize for it. Meanwhile, Doug McDermott assigned to the D-League as he's trying to come back from the concussion. Bears officially placed Jay Cutler on injured reserve. They've also claimed cornerback Jonathan Banks off waivers. And Monday Night Football tonight on The Score. Jets take on Indy. Our broadcast at 6:45. This update brought to you by Jimmy John's. Try Jimmy John's Mini Jimmies for your next event. Individually packaged half sandwiches make it easy to mingle at any party. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Freaky fast, freaky fresh. And join Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show Wednesday from 7 to 10 p.m. at Tailgaters in Bolingbrook. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with Chicago Bear Dion Bush from 7 until 8:30 p.m. Brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller Time. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
The Boers and Bernstein Show, broadcasting from the Score Studios, brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and their great lineup of cars and SUVs.
All right, question for you here about this Cam Newton story.
Yes.
You know, Newton, he was benched for the first series of the game against Seattle yesterday, and Derek Anderson makes the start. He was only going to play one series, and his first throw is intercepted, returned for a touchdown. Now, the Seahawks went on to win by 33, but Cam apparently was benched for that first series because of not following the team dress code.
Mm-hmm.
The Panthers spent the week on the West Coast because they played in Seattle, and they were there for the whole week in practice, and Rivera has a pretty strict dress code, even on team flight. So on the flight out to the West Coast, Cam was wearing a turtleneck, and you can't wear a tie with a turneck. It doesn't work.
It could. You just
you would look really, as Deadspin put it, you'd look like a jamoke, is what they said.
Mm-hmm.
But so he gets benched. Do you, Dan Bernstein, believe if the Panthers were playing the Seattle game for playoff positioning here on the 12th game of the season, that Cam Newton would have been benched for the first series and Derek Anderson would have started the game?
Knowing Ron Rivera, I'm surprisingly, I'm going to say yes. I actually do. Because some football coaches and basketball coaches that I've been around, that is, it's not just an opportunistic, like, hey, you know, the season's shot, I can do this. Yeah, I for a series, yeah. Yeah, not for the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think the same sort of ceremonial
would have happened.
Wrist slap. Yes, knowing Rivera. Yeah, I'm not. I just. Yeah, because coaches are like that.
Yeah,
I do.
It seems you know, and it seems like a really, really strict dress code to have a tie for a flight. It just, and I get it. It's Rivera's team, and you do what you want. But you know, I don't expect to see too many, like, a guy, maybe you have a guy like Eric Kush. Yeah, don't show up in a tank top, please. All right, don't wear a tank top for, you know, for a team flight. Maybe wear a sport coat or a button down shirt. It seems a bit extreme to me to make a guy wear a tie for a team flight.
You know,
and then to get sat for a series.
It's a vestige of an old fashioned time when teams used to fly commercial. It's your own charter,
right?
You know, I understand when you were at an airport, when your bus pulled up and you were flying commercial and you were flying with the public, there was a certain public appearance that you were supposed to have. And I know in the NHL, most teams, you know, coat and tie when you are arriving to and from the arenas, et cetera. And there are a lot of teams that do that, but I get it when before the time of your own
team jets.
Plane, team jets, right. And all that. It really doesn't matter all that much, but you want guys to be mindful and respectable. I did see something. You saw the great story over the weekend with the Blackhawks emergency goaltender.
Yeah.
I mean, just a wonderful story. And they were giving him flack. They, well, wait a second. He didn't have a coat and tie on when he arrived. You know, this guy, you got to know the rules. And in case you missed it, Corey Crawford had an emergency appendectomy, and there is a little known provision within the NHL rules that say a team can, on a single day tryout contract basis is what they call it, they can just find anywhere, because it was too late at that point to bring somebody up from Rockford. So right around Philadelphia, they found the former Temple University club hockey goalie, Eric Szymborski, who at 23 got this call. Hey, you got your stuff. He hadn't played competitive hockey in over a year. And I think the rule is that that particular player can't have played professional hockey up to a certain level or up to a certain recency. And he came to morning skate, and then he was there on the bench as the emergency goaltender,
right.
And apparently couldn't stop a shot in morning skate until Kane kind of threw him a bone at the end, and he wristed a soft one that he blockered away. He's like, I'll always remember that. But how cool is stuff like that?
Very cool.
It's just good. But they were saying, look, he didn't know our rules about having to have a coat and tie when you arrive at the
arena. Those hockey players are always so funny.
Hockey, we'll see.
Always have a good time.
Look, the stories I heard, a friend of mine who worked in minor league hockey forever, that this was which team? Was this the old ECHL? No, this might have been an AHL team. I think this is the AAA level. That if you fell asleep on a flight, if you're a rookie and you fell asleep on a flight,
they tossed you off the plane.
Get off
my plane.
They cut your clothes off.
Movie reference.
Like they would slice off your tie. They would cut it. And look, if you're a rookie at that level, you don't have any money. And how many suits can you afford? Like there were some of these veterans, like that was their, let's get him. He fell asleep on plane. And they'd get a rookie so hammered that he was, you know, passed out and then can't stay awake. All right,
falling asleep and passing out drunk are two different things. I would say I'm a real light sleeper. No, you're not going to be able to get scissors near me to cut my stuff up. Now, pass out drunk, it's a different story.
Well, some guys get on a plane and automatically fall asleep.
I do. I love sleeping on a plane.
I can't.
Plane, car, train, I'm out.
I don't know how you do it.
Love it. Best sleep I ever get.
I don't know how you do it. Like, and my kid's the same way to this day. I mean, at 12 now.
Like when we went to Ireland for Jameson, Jay and Matt, you know, it's like a 9-hour flight, whatever it was, or 10, or I don't remember what it was now. And people are like, oh, it's going to be so long. And I was like, that's great. I'm going to sit down, have a couple cocktails and pass out, and that'll be it. I'll wake up in Ireland. Good to go.
As long as you're on the right flight.
Ah, I almost missed the flight going home. But other than that, we were good getting there. They called me. We had to be on the bus going from the airport the first year at 9 a.m. The bus was leaving for the airport. And at 8:58, I got a call in the room. I wake up. Hey, Mr. Batticola, are you coming down to the bus for the flight? Oh, yeah. I'm walking out the door now. Hang on.
Be right there.
And then I'm sitting on the plane, and I'm texting with Mitch because he'd stayed behind. And I text Mitch, and I'm like, hey, get into my room number blank, 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 and whatever it was.
Pack up all my stuff.
And see if I left all my bathroom stuff in there, because I may have. He's like, how do you not remember? I go, I don't know. I just started pulling things together and throwing it in my suitcase, and I may have taken some things from the hotel. I may have left some belongings behind.
Took a lamp.
Yeah. the chair that was in there is on my back.
Right. When we come back, we're going to give away a pair of $50 vouchers to Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change, and we'll say good evening to Lawrence Holmes on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score.
Bears beat the 49ers. Aren't you pumped? That makes a big 3 wins on the season. Jason Goff here from the Spiegel & Goff Show. 9 a.m. to 1, we're covering the victory, but also looking ahead to their next matchup with the Lions. Get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
It's the Levy on Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levy on designers to offer you more Levy on jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levy on Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
If you want to go to a game in town, there's a game coming up with Green Bay. I saw tickets for under $90. They were a little higher last week. They're a little lower this week. under $90, and maybe you want to send someone who really loves our football team here in town to a game on Christmas Eve, maybe a little early Christmas present, under $50 on SeatGeek for games in town here on Christmas Eve. Or you want to take a road trip this weekend, you got some time to kill, under $90 to see our football team play this weekend out in Detroit. That's why I love SeatGeek. They do find you the very best prices for tickets. They also want to help you get the best bang for your buck, and this is my favorite feature of the app. When you open the venue that you're going to, you'll see red and green dots. The green dots are the great value seats. The larger the dot, the better the value. They make it very, very simple for you, so you'll always get the best deal. And they have anything for any budget on SeatGeek. Plus, every ticket you buy is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop for tickets with confidence. And I can give you $20 back on your first SeatGeek purchase. Here's what you do. You download the SeatGeek app. You go to the settings tab, and you click add a promo code, and you enter promo code Matt. That's me, M-A-T-T. And SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. So keep those prices in mind. Detroit under $90, Green Bay under $90, Washington on Christmas Eve under $50. Check out SeatGeek, download the app, and enter promo code Matt and do it.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
I recently signed a purchase agreement, but I'm questioning whether my local small town bank loan officer knows what she's doing. I have a lot riding on this, as I'm taking on two mortgages until my home sells. I'm borrowing the down payment for my 401k, and getting the right deal could be the difference between success and failure. Well, David answered Nick's questions, and then he advised him how to structure his loan. And it's David, and not the mortgage expert at the local bank helping Nick secure his mortgage. If you are purchasing a home and you want to work with a lender that will always look out for your financial best interest, call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license E4358 and MLS 1918.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers, like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best Eggs, $1 off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a pair of $50 vouchers to Jiffy Lube Signature Service Oil Change, courtesy of your Chicagoland Jiffy Lube stores. I had a great experience there after the show on Friday. Got the new full synthetic oil put in, and they, you know, they turned off the little oil life light. They did the multi-point inspection, and everything's running great.
Jiffy Lube is great, but we're not here for Jiffy Lube right now. We're to talk about your experience, Dan.
Well, I was just going to give him a little extra love.
And you did, and we did. I loved it. That's where I go. That's where I always go. You know, because I always like the little sticker, so I always know when I have to go next. Because I always forget about oil. I don't care about it.
Well, your car doesn't tell you?
No. My car is not a, like a...
I get alerts that say, hey, idiot, oil life, 15%.
No. What year is your car?
2015.
Yeah, mine's a bit older. Doesn't tell me that.
Lawrence Holmes is here. Hello.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hi.
Hello, men.
Hi.
It's funny that I asked you about that TV series, and you right away... You're just like, you mean Destiny's Child?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I mean, come on. That new show star on Fox is basically the Destiny's Child story.
I thought it might be something you check out. And then you take the second thing from me, and you're like, my other favorite part is Lenny Kravitz in it, playing Lenny Kravitz.
I mean, if you see, you saw the promos all day, like, yes, while you were watching Bears yesterday. And it's like, no matter what he's in, man.
Hey, Lenny, we have a role for you. What do I play? Yourself.
You.
Okay, I can do that.
Like, even in Hunger Games, wasn't he really kind of Lenny Kravitz? Right? Like,
great.
Wasn't Cena really like Lenny, but not?
So you're saying his acting range isn't...
I'm saying it doesn't matter. If I was Lenny Kravitz, I'd be walking around being Lenny Kravitz, too.
Right.
You know who his mom is, right?
Roxy Roker.
Yes.
Best believe it.
That was Helen Willis on The Jeffersons.
Yeah.
One of the first high-profile interracial television couples, right?
Yes, that is correct. The first interracial kiss, though, was Star Trek. It was Kirk and Uhura.
A what?
Not a hua.
Oh, okay. So you paid
Uhura.
For it?
Okay.
And you know that... Spock, I think now I have to pay for it.
Wait, so that was the first is it Captain Kirk and an alien?
No.
Uhura's not
Lieutenant,
an alien.
Lieutenant Uhura.
The dude?
No. That's
Sulu.
That's Sulu.
Although,
well, in the new Star Trek, Sulu's gay. So, I mean, I guess that could happen.
Wait, the Chris Pine new one? Oh, really?
But movie reference. But in real life, George Takei is gay.
Yes, very, very out.
I haven't seen the, what happened, they made three of those now?
Yeah, here's my problem with them.
Because I haven't seen the third one.
I don't mean to take
one.
You guys down to Geekville.
No, that's right. Dan's here.
Waste another year.
But they keep destroying the Enterprise, spoiler alert, and it can't be every movie. Like, you can't destroy the Enterprise every bleeping movie.
Well, because I've seen the first two, and it was destroyed.
Yeah.
So they do it in the third one again?
I heard
the third one was good, though.
I'll give them this.
Is it like the Death Star?
Kind of.
They keep destroying
it. The way they do it in the third movie, though, is great. And for anyone who, you know, kind of grew up loving hip-hop, like, you'll get a kick out of it. Because they use Sabotage by Beastie Boys.
Oh.
And it's great because they find this music and they're like, oh, classical. And I just started dying laughing.
That's great.
But they keep destroying the Enterprise, and that's not good.
All right, you got about an hour to do stuff.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to do a lot of baseball tonight. Going to talk about the Cubs raising season ticket prices, but do it in a different way. And it's funny because it made me think about buying season tickets.
As an investment?
Yes, the other team, though.
Oh.
I'll explain. We'll get into that, and we'll talk about what they're doing, what the White Sox are doing down at the winter meetings, and what Rick had to say today. We'll hear him. We just got that into the vault. And go over a list that Rick does not want us to read.
Uh-oh. Is this developed position players?
It's a list of guys that have been signed over the last 3 or 4 years and how most of them have never played baseball again.
Well, all right. Okay. Well, let's thank our guests today, Matt Bowen, Bruce Levine, Eric Edholm, and Zach Miller.
It's a feel-good show coming up.
And our producers, Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Antonio Brown now is over 1,000 yards for the season. He's got 83 catches.
83.
Chris Tannehill.
Well, the draft class of 1983 and 2004 produced some of the game's best quarterbacks. In 83, you've got Elway.
83.
All right, tomorrow, I believe Barry Rosner is going to be alongside, and we'll be back. Would you turn your mic off?
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously, first day in radio?
I forgot all about radio.
We're talking. We're giving you background ambiance.
Okay, well... Don't spoil his show.
I'm not reading them out loud.
I won't read them out loud either. Let me see some of these names. No, let me just see them. Are they made up names?
No.
So these are guys.
No, don't do it. Don't
oh, good Lord.
Look at the bottom. Look at the bottom. And you're like, wait, I forgot that guy was still
alive. Dude. These are guys the White Sox got rid of who are then out of baseball. After having signed them.
Yep.
Is that good or bad?
Charlie Leesman.
He's on there. He's on there. Oh, my God. I don't want to spoil. I so want to say some of these names, one of whom will live forever in White Sox lore, in fact. Wow.
He's on the team for next year.
All right. We'll make room for Lawrence. Thanks for listening, calling, blah, 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 all the stuff you do. We will talk once again tomorrow. Bye.
He's on the team for next year.
It's time. God bless all of you, and God bless football.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts, plus your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by the Ed Napleton Automotive Group. Second to none since 1931.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Math is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers, like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best Eggs, $1 off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.